This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome to the best of Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Harvey Nibraj.
And Jeff Sandu.
We've just spoken about how iconic and world-changing the Walkman was when it was released 40 years ago. We're going to move on to something that's a little bit older. Mm-hmm. The study of...
Like planets older.
The planets, yes. Mm. Astrology.
Yeah, so when we spoke about this, I think all three of us, me and Audrey, joined us for the conversation. Mm. I think we were skeptics.
Yes.
When it came to astrology, and we didn't really pay much attention. But the discussion was, when people look at astrology at work and when they base their communication, when they base their work life, or whether or not they should get a promotion or push for a promotion at work, when they base that on how the planets align or how the stars align, it made for better communication or just better water cooler topics.
Yeah.
So what we did was we based it on this book, Your Success Life Color, and we were looking at different colors and what it meant for us by Evelyn Leong. And we actually got her on the show to give some comments. And we found out that just reading that book and just picking out the colors and just comparing our different astrologies made us feel sort of lighter and made us feel sort of it was like a fun half an hour at work. And this is what we had to say on the show.
Does zodiac compatibility affect your workplace? Now, before you all jump on and start saying no, it's rubbish, consider this just for a second. Obama was a Leo, and the current person in the White House is a Gemini. Make of that what you will. A lot of people are seeing something within that.
Oh.
But with horoscopes, there is money. There's a lot of apps coming out right now. A lot of companies are using horoscopes to look at compatibility within the workplace alongside things like the Myers-Briggs and a whole bunch of other personality tests.
Yep.
I don't know whether or not it's all true. I don't know if it's bunkum. I don't know if it's not. Everybody has their own belief. You can choose to make of it what you will, but what we want to ask is whether or not you feel it's something that should come into the workplace. And according to this article, peak astrology means your millennial co-workers probably have a channel for their horoscopes.
Interesting.
Christine over here is waving. Okay, Arv, take it away.
Yeah, so astrology and personality tests in the workplace. And this is actually based on an article on Fast Company. It's super long, so I'll try my best to condense it as best possible, because otherwise we could keep talking about this for an hour. Like, you know, it's a super, super, super long article. But basically, it's about how using astrology and zodiac signs and to a larger extent personality tests in the workplace and how it has its pros and cons. And like you mentioned earlier, it's funny how the article starts, because it opens with the election of Donald Trump in 2016. And then the author says that she saw a spike in astrology interest because people started looking to the stars for answers as to why exactly something like this would happen. And I don't know if that's a testament to astrology or to Trump, it tells you a lot about where they are right now. But anyway, so the article compares astrology to personality tests like the Myers-Briggs and says it's almost the same thing. They put people into brackets and it makes working with them easier when you know what to expect. So, for example, if you're Capricorn and your teammate is a Scorpio, so astrology might tell you how you can get along with them, how you might sort of get into conflict with them. They look at their zodiac and their signs, and then they try to figure out how to communicate with that manager, what ticks that manager off, what that manager likes or dislikes. And then if you want to approach them for something like a raise, you pick the best time and the best way to do it. So it's easy to write it off.
I'm sorry.
But after we did a couple of tests, one, at the very least, it's fun.
Yes.
Two, sometimes it's shocking how specific and how accurate it is.
Uh-huh.
And three, if it does come to like easing people's communications, because a lot of people don't know how to communicate because they don't know the person in a friendly way.
Right.
If it helps, then I personally cannot see what's wrong, even though I have my own thoughts about stuff like astrology and personality tests.
Okay. Putting it in that context and having it as a bit of fun and less so for the time you should go and talk for a raise or something like that, I think is fair, you know, in the same way that you would discuss sports, like you said earlier,
yeah,
or the same way that you might discuss video games or whatever it is that you're interested in.
Yeah.
You know, and you can have a bit of a laugh about it. When we were going through the colors earlier today, one of our colleagues and the accuracy of the color matching in the book was dead on.
Yeah,
I felt. Others, I think, slightly differ from what it says in the book. Me and Ords are the same color. Apparently, we are both yellow.
Yellows, yeah.
You are gold, from what I understand, right? Yeah.
And gold like Gandhi.
Gold like Gandhi.
I'm more of a silver. I like silver, but gold is
there's
fine.
No okay. Silver. It's fine. There is,
yeah, I know. So I'll take gold. It's fine. You know.
I mean, I find that really interesting. Mm, you know, but again, it feels as though there seems to be a whole bunch of adjectives that they throw out that, you know, all of us could fall into at any one time. People make business decisions based on these kind of ideals, right?
Yeah.
Where you've been born, for example, the time that you were born. I think that is why I am skeptical of it. But, of course, there is money in it, and that is what we're discussing today.
Going back to the huge political stuff, like the Obama and Trump stuff and all, let's say there were two leaders of two countries.
Yes.
And then one leader knew that the other leader was a Scorpio. And I've heard this from a lot of Scorpios before. They go like, look, we are nice people, but we tend to lash out. When we are angry, we say things very fast, very abrupt. Don't take it personally. So if one leader of a country knew that this other leader that had, like, let's say missile warheads, but he was a Scorpio, and he said something that offended him, and he went, he's a Scorpio, it's fine. You know, he didn't mean it. He lashed out. Right. Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems?
It would indeed.
In the world, yeah.
The stars and the planets don't care about mere mortals down on Earth.
What's with the clapping?
With the clapping.
What's with
the clapping? It's emphasis.
It's emphasis.
Oh, it is emphasis.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's like, you know, exclamation points.
Over my head.
Yeah, well, emphasis. I agree. But anyway, go on, Oates.
On WhatsApp, Hong says, Zodiac compatibility makes as much sense as Myers-Briggs.
Oh!
Ouch. You've got another one here from Kevin who says, knowing your astrological differences can help in the basic understanding why your boss does things this way and your staff do things differently. It's good to know this and build from there.
Does it though?
Literally today, I found out I'm a Sagittarius. I don't know what that means, but it also sort of reinforces what I think about these things. Like, right, you know, you shouldn't take them too seriously. And they can move around. And I think it's ultimately up to the person and how they behave and not so much about which bracket they fall into.
So this whole self-fulfilling prophecy thing is something that I noticed. I used to, you know, just for the fun of it, because the horoscope used to be on the same page as the comics in the newspapers back then. So I used to read the comics and then read the horoscope just for fun, right? And then I find like I'm just anticipating or just waiting for something to happen. And then what I did was, here's the quick fix. Just read the horoscope at night and then see if it happened during the day. But most of the time, it's so vague and I think it just applies to everyone. So what's the point of reading it in the first place? So I stopped.
Yeah, so, you know, just coming out of that, I think the whole thing is you don't have to actually believe in astrology, but just looking at, it's why it's in the papers. If you look at it in the papers, you look at your stars, you look at your horoscopes, even if it has nothing to do with you, just comparing that stuff and seeing if it aligns or if it represents you is a fun time. And maybe that alone is good enough for the team at work.
I think that was the thing. When we first were discussing before the show about doing the show,
Yeah.
There was that whole, should we really be doing this? Is it something we can really talk about and have depth to it? It became one of my favorite shows of the year because it was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, we had an interesting discussion around it. I mean, and I think we walked away still skeptical, but with the knowledge that, you know, it's okay to talk about these things and not take them too seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to follow it by the book. It's in, like, it's the guide to successful life or a successful career at work. All it is, like what Arvin mentioned, is, you know, it's like a coffee table talk, or it's like water cooler talk or printer talk. Mm. But you tend to realize, actually, when you share these kind of things, you laugh at it, you tend to actually open up a little bit more about your personal life to your fellow colleague, which then you have some sort of bonding and you know you become closer in some way and you have fun. What's wrong with having fun?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Right. Morgan Freeman, Darth Vader, Yoda and Samuel Jackson. What do they all have in common? These were suggestions from people who wanted them as their virtual voice assistant. That's a topic we're discussing when we come back here on the Best of Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.